A day after American Conservative Union President Al Cardenas of Miami stood with national Tea Party organizations in Washington to call for immigration reform, Cardenas brought the same message to Florida in a conference call with state reporters. He said times are changing and elected Republicans can now support immigration reform and still face their conservative districts.
The needle has definitely moved in the right direction. I believe that skeptics in the House chamber have gone to either support or be open-minded.
On the phone with Cardenas was Brewster Bevis of Florida's top business lobby, Associated Industries. He said a well-regulated stream of incoming immigrants is just what our aging nation needs.
We're starting to see an increase in the baby boomer generation retiring, and there's simply not skilled workers there or unskilled workers there to fill those openings.
Ed Moore agreed. He's the leader of the Florida Center-Right Coalition and a former president of the conservative public policy think tank, the James Madison Institute. Moore says the American workforce is also menaced from another quarter.
Our birth rate in the United States is less than two. It's about 1.7 per couple. We're not even replacing ourselves now. We're going to have a severe worker shortage.
The conservatives said Florida's congressional delegation already has willing leaders ready to push for a vote on immigration reform. What it lacks is rank-and-file confidence that their votes for immigration reform won't also end their careers. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.